8777 Collins Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, you're in your apartment right now?
Yes, but half the building's gone. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, ma'am, I need you to focus on the operator.
In the middle of the night on June 24th, 2021, a high-rise apartment building smashed to the ground in Surfside, Florida.
76, arrival at 888 Collins. We have a 13-story building with most of the building gone. 76, I see many people on the balconies. The building is gone. There's no elevators. This is nothing. I mean, it almost resembles the Trade Center.
In just a matter of seconds, nearly 100 people were buried in rubble. We all hoped for miracles. Now, we're looking for answers.
What started sinking?
The patio area, the pool area, the pool area started sinking down.
Police and paramedics are on the way over there now. They should be there by now.
Yeah, but there are many, many stories of the building that went down. The building just went to the sinkhole. So there will be many, many people dead.
Okay.
Could something like Surfside happen again, anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world? We're asking survivors, eyewitnesses, first responders, experts, and journalists, what went wrong at Champlain Tower South? Is anyone going to be held accountable for the deadliest disaster of its kind in U.S. history? And is anyone else still in danger?
To be honest, I'm not sure that anything can prepare you for the randomness and the unanswered questions associated with a collapse like Surfside.
And we're going to learn about the people who called Champlain Towers home, the lives lived and lost there.
When the police department showed up to notify us, they told us that they found both of them, and in the medical examiner's opinion, they didn't suffer, and they probably wouldn't have even known that the building collapsed. Not sure how they know that. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm willing to believe it because I need to believe that.
From the Miami Herald and Treefort Media, this is Collapse, Disaster in Surfside. Out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Bocas del Toro, Panama. A secluded seaside hideaway. Scott Maqueda has no idea that his tropical haven is about to become his personal hell.
He literally said, "I have the power of Satan."
A serial killer pretending to be a therapist.
Hulbert rents a room, and that's where he set up his business as a fake shrink.
Accusations of a gringo mafia.
Gun running, drugs.
A slaughtered family.
And then he goes back and he plants another bullet.
A killer on tape.
Hey man, I'm guilty. Everybody knows I'm a monster.
The law of the jungle is simple. Survive. From Treefort Media and Village Roadshow Entertainment Group, this is Natural Selection, Scott versus Wild Bill. I'm your host, Candace DeLong. Follow us wherever you get your podcasts.